Welcome to Torani Mechanach Yombi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Sipora Weinberg, and today we will be studying the Navi Yeshayahu, Perek 60. This Perek is the Haftarah of Parshas Kisavo, the sixth Haftarah of the Shevet Nechemta, and it is a Perek that is kulo or full of light. We have doubtless noticed throughout our Prakim of Consolation the reverberation, the tendency of the Nechama to come in reiterated terms, Nachamu, Nachamu, Solu, Solu, Hisoruri, Hisoruri, Anochi, Anochi. This perek too doubles and redoubles the concept of light. Kumi ori kiva orech uchvod Hashem alayech zarach. Rise and shine, for your light is coming, and the kvod, the honor, the glory of Hashem dawns upon you. We saw in perek 58 that if you paros l'ra'ev lachmecha, if you take care of the basic needs of others and extend your deeds to provide food for the impoverished, bring the poor people to your own home and dress the unclothed, az yibakaka shachar orecha, there's going to be light for you as if it were morning. Hashem will give you light, and if you call, Hashem will answer. But if you go another level and create an internal process within yourself, v'safek l'ra'ev nafshecha, if you feed your own soul, then v'zarach b'choshech orecha, even in the darkness, your light will shine. Here we go a step further. There's going to be a source of light that will chase away the concept of darkness entirely, an inner light that lights up everywhere. We are talking here about a concept where a person himself or herself becomes a source of light that radiates outward so that no darkness is known. It doesn't exist for that person. And this is what our pasuk is talking about. Kumi ori kiva orech. Your own personal light is dawning. Where is that light sourced? Kvod Hashem alayech zarach. It is the presence of Hashem that shines upon you. And the clouds that previously blocked our access to Hashem, that we learned about in former Prakim, not a trace of them remains. We here reflect Hashem's light onward to the people, to the world. Ki hine hachoshech yichaseh eretz va'arafel le'umim. Darkness covers the rest of the world, and thick clouds surround the foreign nations. But you, va'alayech yizrach Hashem, uchvodo alayech yera'eh. Hashem shines his light upon you, and his presence is seen over you. So that the Goyim walk and have darkness, but they're walking by the light of Klal Yisrael, v'holchu Goyim la'orech. They're going to walk by your light, the rest of the nations, u'milachim l'noga zarchech. Kings will walk by your shining radiance. Unlike the Gullus of Mitzrayim and the Makos that struck the non-Jews and the Egyptians, the Goyim then had darkness, but there they didn't have any light at all. Here they have darkness, but they walk in the light of the Jews, being aware in the times of redemption that everything light and bright comes from the Jewish people. Se'isa viveinayich uri kulam nikbitzu va'ulach banayich merachok yavo uvenosayich alzad te'amana. Look around. All have come back to you. Your sons and daughters are going to be brought from afar like babes on shoulders. Az tir'i v'nahart ufachad v'rachav levavech ki yahafech alayich hamon yam chel goyim yavou lach. Then you're going to see it, v'nahart, and again the concept of light. You're going to glow. And as you see the Yeshua coming, and as you see your children being brought back to you, the pasuk describes the range of emotions. Ufachad, you're going to fear. V'rachav levavech, and then your heart will widen in excitement as you see people coming from the other side of the sea, and all the wealth of the non-Jews and the nations will flow to you. Why fear? When a soul and a person sees something good is happening to them and can't accept it's truly happening, it's joy mixed with a sense of apprehension that is it real? Will it last? It's in fact finally coming true as we experience the redemption. Already earlier in Perek 2, Psukim 2 and 3, we read that Yeshaya speaks of this phenomenon where the streams of nations come and they learn from the Torah of Bnei Yisrael. And here we see these people coming again from all the nations in the times of the Geula, bringing sacrifices, showing signs of respect to the Beis HaMikdash. These nations that were your arch enemies showering gifts on the Jews. This is powerful in our description of the Geula. We can feel it. Shiv'as gemalim techaseich bichrei midyan ve'efa, kulam mishva yavo zahavu levana yiso, usehilos Hashem yivaseru. The dust of cloud The dusty clouds of camels will cover you, and as they come from all over, from Midian and Ephah and Shva, bringing gifts of gold and lavona, which is frankincense, that spice that we recognize from the Ketores, and they will herald the glory of Hashem. Kol tzon kedar yakav tzulach, elei nevayos yishar sunech, ya'alu al ratzon mizbechei uveis tefarti afa'er. All coming back, the sheep from Kedar, the flocks that come just for you, the rams of Nevayos, or all will come now, all of the animals too will stream to be given as karbanos, as sacrifices, in the new Beis Hamikdash, adding to the glory of this beautiful place. Mi'ela ka'av te'ufena v'chayonim al arubosehem. Who are these that float like clouds and like doves going back to their nest? It is B'nai Yisrael here that are compared to clouds and birds. Clouds can't move on their own. They need wind to propel them. Wind can be very powerful to push along these clouds, and at times causes the clouds to move very quickly. But to what end? Is there a destination clouds yearn to go to? Birds, on the other hand, always have a home that they crave so much to come back to each day. Yonah, however, doesn't always have the power of wind behind her. She has to wing it herself to get home, but she may lack strength. She might migrate to far-flung locales before she can go back to the place that she really belongs. So here, these two combinations of power, of strength, one accommodating the other as B'nai Yisrael reaches the full level of completion with redemption. Ki li iyim yikavu va'aniyos tarshish barishona lahavi vanayich mirachok kaspam uzahava mitam l'shem Hashem elokayich v'liktosh Yisrael ki fe'erach. Look, everybody is committed to bring about the Geula, all of the nations of the world, each with another role to play in the process. Here are the ingathering. Take a look. Coastlands await you. Ships of Tarshish are coming to bring your children from afar, silver and gold as well, for the name of Hashem and for the sake of the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who has glorified you. Uvanu v'neze nechar chomosayich umalcheihem yishar sunech ki bekitzpi hikisich uvirtzoni. Again, we see that it is the aliens, the strange ones, that will build your walls. They that took it down, they will rebuild it. And the kings will now be your servants. And here again, categorize the relationship, as we have seen before, between Hashem and Klal Yisrael. V'kitzpi hikisich. I struck you down in anger, but that anger is only a moment, like we saw previously. Berega katon azavtich. It doesn't characterize the nature of the relationship between Hashem and Klal Yisrael. I take you back with my love because I take you back to the place of love. And that is what our relationship is all about. Gates of Yerushalayim will always stay open day and night. They're never going to be shut down. Why are there gates? Gates are up there to protect from fearful intruders. In the times of the Geula, there won't be fear. And there won't be intruders. The gates will stay open and the comers will be those who approach only to give, to let in the wealth of nations and the kings as they proceed to pay homage to Hashem, to Klal Yisrael. Ki ha-goy va-ha-mamlacha asher lo ya'avduch yovedu va-ha-goyim charov ye-charovu. The nation or the kingdom that doesn't serve you in this way will die, and these kind of nations will be destroyed. Kvod ha-levanon elayich yavo berosh titar v'sa'ashur yachdav. Lefa'er mekom mikdashi umekom raglai achabed. The majesty of the Levanon will come to you, and all of the trees that we mentioned earlier, Berosh, Tidhar, all of them will come and adorn the Mizbeach and glorify the place where Hashem rests. V'holchu elayich shechoch b'nei ma'anayich v'yishtachavu al kapos raglayich kol mina atzayich v'karu lach ir Hashem Tzion Kedosh Yisrael. They'll all come, those children who tormented you will come to bow before you, and everybody who made fun of you will now come to bow to you and call this land the city of the Lord, Tzion, the holiest place in the world. Tachas ha-yosech azuva usnua ve'ein over v'samtich l'gaon olam misos dar vadar. In the past you were forsaken and hated and nobody wanted to go through your gates, but now you're going to be a pride forever, a joy without end. V'yanakt chalev goyim v'shod melachim tinaki. V'yadat ki ani Hashem moshiech v'goalech avir Yaakov. You're going to drink from the milk of nations, just as you would as from a nursemaid, and you will know forever that Hashem is going to save you. The mighty one of Yaakov is forever your rescuer. Tachas anachoshech, anachoshes avi zahav, v'sachas abarzel avi chesef, v'sachas ha'itzim nachoshes, v'sachas ha'avanim barzel, v'samtei pekud aseich shalom, v'nogsayech tzedaka. Hashem will replace and better every contribution from copper to gold, from iron to silver, instead of wood, copper, and instead of stone, iron. Hashem is going to make every resource that we have better and richer in nature, appointing only good as our government and only riches to rule over us. Lo yishama od chamas ba'artzech shod v'shever b'gvulayich v'karas yeshua chomusayich u'sha'arayich tehillah. The cry of violence won't be heard in your land. You won't hear of breakage, of chorban, of destruction inside your borders. You will be called victory. Your gates will be called renown. Lo yihyelach od hashemesh la'or yomam v'lenoga hayareach lo ya'ir lach v'hayelach hashem la'or olam v'elokayach l'sifarteich. The world in general has a pattern, sunrise and sunset. The light comes, the light goes away. People have times of light and darkness in their life, and nothing is promised to last. As it says in Koheles, Umaso ka'ar v'tov la'inayim l'rosas ha'shemesh, ki'im shanim harbe yichya adam b'chulam, ismach v'yizkor esimei ha'choshech, ki harbe yihiyu kol sheva havel. Every life has good parts, the light, and bad parts, the darkness, which symbolizes death. But in the times of the Geula, Hashem says, you won't have the need for sun anymore. Hashem will be the source of light, and it will never stop. There's not going to be that transience, that impermanence that characterizes our days of galus. The light first, then the darkness, then the light. We will have a future of only brightness. Lo yavo od shimshech v'yerechech lo ye'asef ki Hashem yelach or olam v'shalmu yimei evlech. You're not going to have sunset. Your moon will never go away. Hashem's going to be your light forever, and your days of mourning are over. Va'ameich kulam tzadikim le'olam yirshu aretz netzer mata'ay ma'asei yadai lehispa'er. We recognize these words from the ending of Pirkei Avos. And your people, all of them will be righteous, and they'll possess the land forever. They are the shoot that I planted, and they are my creation in which I glory. And we learn classically that if we look at each person on an individual basis, we have to assess and carefully scrutinize their deeds in order to call them a tzaddik. But the nation together, va'ameich kulam, when you hold the people together as a group, tzaddikim la'olam, they will forever be considered righteous. There's no expiration date on this ge'ula, and there is no limitation of Klal Yisrael's tzidkus once the ge'ula will come. Hakaton yihyeh la'elef, v'atzair l'goyatzum. In the times of redemption, the smallest ones, Bnei Yisrael, will become an important clan, and the most looked askance upon nation, Klal Yisrael, will become the mightiest of all. When will this occur? Ani Hashem, I'm going to bring this, bi'ita, in its due time, achishena. I'm going to speed it up. And so we end with the problem. Is it ita or is achishena? Will Hashem bring the ge'ula in its time, or will he speed it up? And the famous drash on the pasuk from the Gemara Sanhedrin 98, Zachu achishena, lo zachu be'ita. If we merit it, it will come quicker than it's supposed to. And if not, Mashiach will come in its time. The comfort here is clear. It is for us to know that Hashem is saying, after all of the exiles that you went through, you should know there's nothing random. Everything is planned in advance. There's a time and place for every event that takes place here on earth and befalls Klal Yisrael. The Geula has its proper and predestined time. Ani Hashem bi'ita. That's the first, the default. I will bring it when it's supposed to happen. There's also a concept that Klal Yisrael, you can wake up. The Geula, you can bring it even sooner than my initial plan, Kaviyachol, is supposed to be. And the moment Klal Yisrael can produce that fire to awaken Hashem to make it come, then indeed it will come. Hayom im bekolo sishma'u. 11th century philosopher and poet from Spain, Rabbi Shlomo ibn Gabirol, reconstrued this concept as a dialogue between Hashem and Klal Yisrael in his famous work, Keter Malchut. Shalom lecha dodi hatzach v'ha'admon. Shalom lecha me'es raka kimo rimon. Likras achoseich rutz, tzena lahoshi'a, utzlach kiven yishai rabas b'nei amon. And Hashem answers, malach yifefia, kises oriri ahava, v'setzaltzali kolech kemi'il b'kol pa'amon. Ha'es asher techpots, ahava achishena, ita v'alayich erid, kital hermon. Why hurry to awaken my heart? Why voice your plea to hasten my steps? If you want now, I will bring it to you. But if not, and you wait, I will bring the Geula to you as the dew. May it happen speedily in our days. Thank you for studying together. Le'iloi Nishmas, Riva Schwab, Rivka Bat Alexander Sender.